Sports talk conversations with a good laugh mixed in. This is the Sports Talk with Bedford and Ashby podcast from Double T 97.3, presented by Cantex Roofing and Construction.
I'm Mike Hebert, owner of Cantex Roofing and Construction. Every day is game day, and we'll get it right when it comes to your roofing, construction, windows, and mirrors. Call Cantex Roofing and Construction today. Together, we are one serving you.
Welcome to Sports Talk with Thetford and Ashby. I'm still David Thetford, and that's still Gary Ashby.
Yep.
I think we'll stay with it now, won't we? No sense changing now.
Do you ever have anybody change their name? We had a girl back in between 5th and 6th grade. She didn't get married. Between 5th and 6th grade, she...
I know somebody who changed their name.
She was Betty, and then she was Sherry. And I never did really understand it, but it was fine. I mean, that's...
Well, you can change your name.
It's her prerogative.
If you like it better. Some people go by nicknames. You know, they end up with names that they like better that's a nickname. You know, Meta World Peace. He was Ron Artest, and he became Meta World Peace.
Which is much catchier.
Which is weird.
Looking back on it, I probably should have changed my name.
Yeah. Well, you still can.
The only nickname I ever had was when I was playing ball, Tex, because I was from Texas.
Yeah.
Tex. So I was Tex for a year.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next year, they didn't think it was all that neat that I was from Texas. So
they didn't. No. Well, you didn't wear a cowboy hat or boots, so it really didn't fit.
No.
You didn't seem much like Tex.
Well, I did wear a cowboy belt because a buddy of mine, right before I went and got on the plane to go, Joe Green brings me a cowboy belt with my name Gary on the back. I think it's Gary. It makes sense that it'd
or
be Gary.
Gay.
No, it was Gary. It had the R in it.
Okay, good.
And so I did have a cowboy belt, but that was about as cowboy as I could. Is that your phone? Is that your car?
Is something honking?
I thought I heard something honking.
I did too. Is that me honking? I hate this thing. See if it quits. It did? Okay. I'll just put this over there. I'm walking into the game yesterday at Cap Rock. Just gotten out of the pickup. Got all my radio equipment. Randy Dean's with me. We're walking in the gate, and there's the people waiting to take money, which they don't ever take. We don't give them money.
Yeah.
But right when I get out and I take about two steps, my horn starts honking. And I said, y'all, I'm going to leave that going so I'll know where my car is when the game's over. The
game's over.
She said, I'll come get you. This older lady said that. So I turned it off.
Well, we got a big parking lot right outside my office. It's the Abuelo's parking lot right outside my office. And a lot of times cars will start honking for whatever the reason. And so then I'll push my button and start sort of like a little stereo deal going out
Everybody
there.
Everybody going. I do mine. It goes all the time. And how could I not do it? The little buttons are right on the outside of the key fob. I mean, you're going to hit them. I go out to my pickup to get in, and the doors are locked. And I didn't lock them. It's in my garage, and my doors are locked because I accidentally hit the button somewhere. I don't know. There's probably an answer.
I do know is I left one of my clipboards somewhere, and I don't know what was on it, but it's really important stuff. But we're not going to go over it because I don't have it.
Okay.
But I would have had last week's guests on it.
Well, then
let me see if I can guess.
All right, guess who was on last week.
Give me we had Kent Jackson.
Kent Jackson, he did a great job.
Yeah. Brazzers Beck.
Yep, he was on.
Wonder how his girlfriend did up in Canyon.
She got 8th.
Oh, good. She got on the...
Well, he sent me a text. They got 8th. And so she doesn't go to the state. Only
top
2 go.
No, I mean 8th.
But 8th in the region is pretty good.
Well, yeah. Yeah, okay. So she finished 8th. That a girl. She was just a junior, wasn't she?
Yeah.
Because he was going off to college, and she's staying here. And
at new home.
Yeah.
So that'll be – turn out the lots of parties over.
Time will tell.
More than likely.
Yeah. Odds are, but like I said, Scott and Amy Ryburn defied those odds.
Yeah.
Well, still married almost 50 years later.
All right, who else do we have
so
on?
So it can happen. We had one more.
We had two more.
Ooh. Give me a hint.
Wants to be a policeman.
Bradford.
Tony Bradford.
Yeah, Bradford.
Texas Tech football
player. What a
great
guy.
He's a great guy. He had a good time, too.
And I like his chances of being a police chief.
I do, too.
As long as he doesn't rough somebody up along the way.
He's too nice.
I know.
Guy's nice.
But he could accidentally rough somebody up.
Yeah, I didn't mean to rough you up.
When you're that strong, you can accidentally break somebody.
Yeah. And then we had another guest. We had two more guests, one on the phone and one in the studio.
Okay. Well, that's not a very good hint. I mean, I knew.
Played baseball at Texas Tech. That'll help.
Oh, Gus.
You. No.
Oh. Never mind. Gus did play baseball at Tech, though. Oh, Tommy's baby boy.
Yeah, Tommy McMillan's boy.
Chance, that was Chance, a surprise. You surprised me with that one.
I know it. I went to all that trouble, and you acted like, you know.
Well, and let me tell you, he could have gone a few more. You could have gone a few more hints without saying. From Plainview, and his dad played ball with you at Tech.
Yeah, you'd have gotten it. And I was afraid you'd recognize him because you probably went to the service, and you might have seen.
I did go to the service.
You saw him there. And
I'm more of a come in late and leave right when it's over kind of guy.
Yeah. But, and then I had a special guest call in.
Your mother.
Ronnie Mattson. Man, you are losing it, aren't you?
I wasn't even trying.
You were.
I was not trying. Ask me again.
He called
from I'm going to try this time.
Okay. Yeah, who was the other guest that called in?
Well, Ronnie Mattson did.
Yeah, that's
from
good.
South Carolina.
He was down at the river in his van.
That's I wish y'all could have known Ronnie Mattson. It would have been a lot like knowing Rodney Allison.
It's very similar.
Very similar to knowing Rodney Allison back in those days. They both matured somewhat since then.
You know, Ronnie was one of those guys when we were playing Little League, you know, like we're in the city tournament and I'm going to pitch a guy and they won't let me pitch him because I asked him the question at the umpires meeting, can they pitch like that? And they go, yeah. And then I tried to do it and they said, no, you can't do that. So Ronnie, he sees what's going on over there with the Southwest guys. And he walks around there and tells me, you better get somebody else warmed up. That's what he did. That's a good guy.
I mean, Ronnie was a great guy.
He's playing for Southwest, and he's over there telling me at Midwest, you need to get somebody else warmed up.
And he did a wonderful job of coaching. We were the coach and co-coach of the Machine Pitch City Champions who beat David Thetford's team.
Yeah.
Pretty close game, I think.
It was a great game.
Yeah. And so anyway, but Ronnie, of course, he had a boy. He had a boy in elementary, junior high school, and college at one time.
It's unbelievable.
All playing ball. And, you know, they didn't miss a whole lot of the games either.
Took him a long time to talk to Denise and we'll give it another try. Another 4 years. Come on now. Come on now.
And then Grandpa, Mr. Welch,
yeah,
was at almost every game. So anyway, Ronnie was a wonderful Little League coach.
He was.
They should have videoed Ronnie. He'd go get them. Like after practice, go over there and sit under a tree, and he'd bring an apple and a knife, and he'd cut an apple up, and he'd just start giving out and just start talking about, you know, life. That's what you want to get your life lessons from, Ronnie Mattson.
Yeah, that's where we get them.
Yeah. So anyway, oh, I'm glad. I would have probably remembered that, but.
Isn't it funny? That was 1 week ago.
Oh, I know.
And I'm not making fun of you because I swear we sit here and we can't. And it's like embarrassing for us because these are people that are important to us. It's not just Joe Blowoff. You know, these are important people to us.
Oh yeah.
And we can't remember.
And we enjoy them. And we're glad they came on.
We can't remember.
Like I say, I'm the guy whose clipboard is, I don't know where.
Yeah.
It's somewhere, and it's got important stuff on it for the show. So I hate to deprive y'all of a better show by my ignorance, but
let's just go ahead and go home. You want
it's
to?
Not really ignorance. It's just
no. It's not ignorance. It's just forgetfulness.
Yeah, not to be confused with ignorance.
Yeah, that's what we can
certainly don't want to confuse that with ignorance.
Some people just think you're stupid.
I've got all kinds of stuff for us to talk about today. This is going to be a good show, even though we don't have very many guests today. So some of y'all may want to just go ahead and go golf or whatever it is, work in the yard.
Well, I was gone yesterday. I was in Amarillo. I could have done. I tried a little bit to get some.
And I cannot tell a lie. I was pulling for those Lady Plainsmen, especially after they won that first game.
Yeah.
All right. But had Caprock won that first game, would I have pulled for Caprock? And I think I would have.
No.
Well, no, I think I would have. No. Because David wasn't going to be here this morning.
Well, I'd been here now, but I'd be leaving at 10 or before 10.
If Monterey, because they were going to have to play the third game, but they don't have to play the third game now. So I just, they're going, that would have been tough.
They were going to play at 11. So, by the way, congratulations to the Friendship Tigers baseball team, district champions.
Atta babe.
Chad Reynolds, the head coach. He's doing a great job.
We need to have Chad on. Chad's
Yeah, he's a good one.
He's a good American.
We need to have Chad on. You're exactly right. And anyway.
I'll tell you what, I've lost.
I think Lubbock Cooper won the district championship. They did. Lubbock Cooper, the Pirates, congratulations to them on their district championship. And Monterey's going to the playoffs in baseball. They got fourth. They beat Lubbock High.
Got fourth.
And they're the four seed. And
that used to be what you'd talk about in state.
Yeah.
Fourth, yeah. And it was a bad year. Yeah. If you finish fourth in state, that was a bad year.
They don't talk like that anymore.
No, they don't. But that's okay.
Yeah, they're trying
you
to
do the best you can with what you got.
Trying to do the best they can.
That's all you can ask.
So, congratulations to them. And here's a really sad deal.
Oh.
All right, Estacado baseball.
It's not sad yet.
They had to. Well, it's going to get sad. Okay. They had Lakeview here on Tuesday at their field.
Try doing that. Watch yourself on TV.
I would
try
never
to get that straw in your mouth.
I would never do anything like that.
I did it.
So anyway, they have them here. Lakeview's tied with Estacado at the time at 4-5.
Lakeview's tied.
They win the game. They're going to make the playoffs. They lose at home 11-8. Now they're tied to Lakeview, San Angelo, and they're not usually very good.
Well, maybe Lakeview deserves to go.
Well, they're going. So
whether they deserve it or not.
Yeah, and so now they're tied with Levelland. And they go to Levelland last night.
Playoff?
And the winners go into the playoffs and the losers not. They got beat one run in 11 innings, Estacada did. Now, wow. That's sad. That 11 is. Innings.
Well, unless you're Levelland.
Yeah, if you're, and we got listeners
if you live Levelland. In Levelland, then it's you're happy.
But anyway, end. Can't finish it up. And I know Coach Yandis is probably upset this morning.
Oh, well, speaking of that 11-inning game, do you know what Midland and Odessa had this week? It's either 22 or 23 innings. It's in this pile of stuff I have here. I think it's 23 innings.
In high school, 23 innings.
They played Friday, and they played 14 innings Friday, which is two games. But it's one game, and they're still tied after 14 innings. Okay?
All right.
So it's time to go to bed.
Yeah.
You know, guys.
Tell me the teams again, Midland and Odessa.
High, yeah. Okay. Both highs.
Okay.
Yeah, both highs. And it's time to go to bed. So they quit after 14 innings and they go home and go to bed. And they get up the next day and they play 9 innings the next day. And I'll tell you what, Midland High is the visitor and they scored on a squeeze bunt to go up one run. And then Odessa High in the bottom of the 23rd, the guy hits the ball up the middle. Shortstop makes a beautiful diving play and flips it to the second baseman to get the force out to end the game. So I don't know how the other 23 innings were, but that last inning was riveting. It was very exciting.
I'm glad. So, anyway. Lord, please don't let me do a radio game that's 22 innings.
Oh, and I should have probably painted the picture a little bit better because the Midland High coach – was the coach at Odessa, I think, last year.
Oh, my gosh.
And his assistant coach is now the head coach.
So they're Odessa. Old buddies.
So they old buddies.
Yep.
So anyway.
Well, that was a good game. All right, and just now that we're talking about Midland Odessa, just to let you Midland Odessa people know, and the Midland station, KCRS 550 AM, we are off the air at 11:30. They moved the game up, the Tech baseball game. So hopefully that doesn't mess you up. You can plug in the old – our show will be over today at 11:30.
Well, they could get the pregame for Tech baseball, and I think that would be interesting.
Well, they used to could, but now they're no longer a Texas Tech affiliate.
Oh, okay.
So I'm not sure they can.
Okay.
But if you can, just keep playing it.
At 11:30, you
just
might.
Keep going.
You either can or you can't.
Yeah, and you get the pregame for the Tech baseball. Yeah. Well, that was a heartbreaker last night. We've had a few of those lately. What games we right there had them where we could have won them.
And I watched some of the beginning. Then we went to dinner and came back and we watched some. You know, because you can do lots of stuff during a college baseball game. So and come back, and I'll tell you what. I don't know how the whole game went with that plate umpire, but I do know how the bottom of the ninth went.
Yeah.
I don't know how you could throw a strike. Yeah. I mean, it was. I'm just sitting there going, "Well, where was that pitch?" Okay, well, where was that pitch? I mean, poor old pitcher out there. And it's our freshman, the big kid, and he's
didn't
a good
he walk
pitcher.
The bases loaded?
And I don't know if he did. I guess he's got to take the blame for it. I'm going to give the credit to the umpire for walking the bases loaded.
Uh-huh.
It was, now some of them were obviously balls, but gee, it was very frustrating.
Yeah.
In fact, if I had been the Kansas coach, I'd have been tempted to not let them take a bat up there. Because if they take a bat up there, they might just swing.
Ground
and there was really no need to swing. Just stand there and let Biff behind the plate there walk
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
So anyway.
Well, Texas Tech did set a record for the program with seven double plays in the game. Thank
I thought it was
those.
Six, but seven's
they got
seven
the seven.
Even better.
Yeah.
And one of them was a line. They lined in a double play. And let me tell you what, you got to be hitting the ball pretty good to hit into seven double plays.
Yeah.
Because you can't hit a little numbers and get doubled up.
Yeah.
You got to hit it with something on it to get doubled up.
What I heard and saw, and I did listen on the way back from Amarillo. We tuned it in. Then I got
good.
Finally got to my place and I could watch it on TV a little bit. And it was I was frustrated at the end because you're right, we couldn't get a strike called. And I was just like, come on.
Yeah. Well, and
so you just got to groove it. And then they hit it.
Well, that's what I think they finally did to that last kid.
They did. place to put him.
I think it's going to be a good series. I hope the pitching remains good. Hopefully you get good umpiring. And the thing is, nowadays, they've got this deal. They get a sheet after every game. The plate umpire says how he did because there's a machine that sort of keeps up with it. So I got to feel like he's got to get his sheet and go, oh.
I am not very good.
Oh. Well, anyway.
In my game it did yesterday.
And once again, that's why if you got the technology, and we do, to get it right, use the technology and let the best team win. And I don't know that we would or wouldn't have won, but it would have been nice to have just found out.
Yeah.
You know, if it's a strike. If it's a ball. Not whatever Biff says back there.
Hey, what happened? I've had some people ask me. We got beat 17-3 by New Mexico. Did we take our squad?
No, that's what happens in midweek. You know, all of a sudden it gets away from you.
Just letting whoever throw.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And we've done that to lots of teams over the years, and this year's included. They get in the midweeks, and they run out of pitching. And you know, they're going to have enough trouble if they're throwing their good pitchers. They're going to have enough trouble getting you out. But now all of a sudden you're throwing, you know, the bottom of the deal. And
that's what I tell everybody.
And they scored six in the ninth inning, which makes it look even worse.
Just said, hey, who wants to pitch?
Well,
you want to try it?
Yeah. I remember Joey Kenworthy pitched one time for Tech. He was the little bitty shortstop. Great kid. In fact, I'll tell a Joey Kenworthy story when we come back. It's worth waiting through the break.
Get out there, Joey. Give it a shot.
He came out and threw his knuckleball I don't think he lasted very long. All right, we'll be right back with Sports Talk with Thetford Nashby right after this.
Sports Talk conversations with a good laugh mixed in. This is the Sports Talk with Thetford and Ashby podcast from Double T 97.3, presented by Cantex Roofing and Construction.
All righty, McGavick Nissan and Infinity of Lubbock. Brent McGavick, Steve McGavick. They got cars, y'all. They got them out there on the lot. You remember those few years ago when nobody had any cars out there? You'd drive by and just look and go, what do you buy? They've got them now. And right there at the Infinity on Spur 327 and McGavick on Milwaukee. This is one of the top family-owned dealerships in the entire nation with Nissan. And number one with Nissan trucks. It's a great company, great people to work with again. And just stopping in there and saying they'll take tremendous care of you. And then the Red Raider Club, and we need to get some of those new Red Raider Club ads. Maybe we do have them because Joey McGuire's doing one now, and it's really good. I heard it during the broadcast of the game. But Red Raider Club's a big deal, and it's really important for our Texas Tech athletes.
It's huge for Tech, always has been. I don't remember when they started the Red Raider Club, but a long time ago, and maybe around 1950.
Yeah, it's around 1950.
Or 61.
Either one of those would be close.
Be close, right there. But, no, Red Raider Club's always been important, but never more so than now. So get in there and be a part of it.
It is a big deal. And Andrea Tyree and their team's doing a tremendous job. Also, R.C. Taylor Distributing Company, and we're going to get to Bobby, so tell him to hang on. They're locally owned and operated, but, you know, they seem like they're in this whole part of the world because they're driving these convenience store-type items all around the countryside, taking it to grocery stores, to booster clubs, all these different areas where they can really be a help. So give them a – go by and see them. They're on Avenue L and the Marshall Sharp Freeway. Get you an account set up or give them a call. That is R.C. Taylor Distributing. All right, Bobby Boynton is on the phone. What's going on, Bobby?
You remember Dunlap's?
Yeah, of course. Dunlap's department
store. A friend of mine
named
J.B. Hoskins, he was my neighbor. He was in charge of Dunlap's for so many years. And he was a real close friend of mine. But Dunlap's has a good spot in my heart.
All right. Did J.B., did he die or is he okay?
He's in heaven now, but...
Okay.
His picture is in the business office at Texas Tech.
Did you just call to tell us you like Dunlap's?
Yeah.
Okay.
But the main thing I called about is...
Well, did you like Dunlap's or Hemp Hill Wells better?
Dunlap's.
Okay. All right.
See, I was a Hemp Hill Wells guy, Bobby. Did that make you mad at me?
No, because I used to go with Garnet to eat lunch up there, and they had a good restaurant.
That Gold Room, that was nice, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's real nice.
Yeah. Okay, now what else were you telling us?
But back to Bernie Howe, I was 5 years old, and every Friday night, he'd invite me over to First Pie Kitchen to sing with him. And I'd sing a B.J. Thomas song, and he'd always give me a piece of blueberry pie with bananas on top of it.
So... People usually gave me stuff to quit singing.
At 5 years old, that was my highlight, and Friday night was to go over to First Pie Kitchen and sing with Bernie Howe.
I didn't even know Bernie Howe sang at First Pie Kitchen.
Yeah. He brought a small organ over to First Pie Kitchen.
Small organ.
And every Friday night, I'd go over there and sing that B.J. Thomas song.
Sound like David.
No.
And I'd get a piece of blueberry pie.
A blueberry pie?
With whipping cream on top.
Yeah, it's real good food at 5 years old.
You know? That's great, Bobby. Bobby's got a lot of memories.
Well, that's a good memory.
It is a good memory. That's a good one.
And Jerry Haggard beating A&M.
At First Pie Kitchen.
Yeah.
You got a lot. You're kind of going from.
You're going down memory lane, Bobby.
Yeah, he does.
Bob Bass, San Antonio Spurs, and Jerry Haggard beating A&M. They took me in the locker room, and I got to cheer with everybody in the locker room.
Oh, that's great.
Bob Bass was a great coach, and Jerry Haggard was a real good basketball and baseball player, and a Monterey Plainsman on top of that.
Yeah. We see Jerry every month now. We'll tell him you said hello.
Yes, sir.
He's a good one.
He was my first Red Raider that I cheered for, him and Bruce Doughty.
Okay.
Between the two of them. They were my first two Red Raiders that I cheered for.
Okay.
Everybody knows who Bruce Doughty is. He was an offensive lineman from Pasadena, Texas.
Oh, I thought he might have worked at Dunlap's.
Anyway.
On the weekend.
I think he worked at Womble O's. I think he did.
Oh, no. You know that, too. Womble O's. Yeah. I guarantee you. That's so funny, Bobby.
You know the car dealers on 50th Street?
Yeah.
Jerry? I think he worked there for a while.
Fenner Tubbs.
Yeah, Scott and Dickie and all those good places.
Yeah, there you go. All right, Bobby.
But anyway.
Sound like things are going well for you, buddy.
So far, so good. And Monterey made playoffs, so now we got to play Emerald High next week. But.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, baseball.
I don't watch like your question, mean,
Bobby. But Monterey's the 4 seed, and Amarillo High's the 1 seed, so it'll be tough.
Yeah, but I'm a Monterey Plainsman, so.
Yeah, Monterey softball won easy, doubleheader. They won it easy.
Well, that's good.
They'll play El Paso somebody next, so I'll be in Fort Stockton.
Okay. All right.
We're going to get to Gus is coming on the show. Thank you for calling in, Bobby. It's always good to hear from you.
Have a great morning, guys.
You
too. Thanks, Bobby.
We're going to run over Dunlap's when we finish. All right. That was Bobby Boynton.
Well, he was going down memory lane there.
He does all that. Doesn't he do that with you?
Well, no.
Starts talking about these people. It's funny because they're names that you hadn't thought of in a long time, like Stores and the Dunlap's is easy, but. Wamba Lowe's. We hadn't thought about that in a while.
How long has Dunlap's been gone?
And did you ever think they'd be gone? Or Hemphill Wells would ever go? You just are, these were business. They had the downtown store and then the one
Piggly
out in
Wiggly.
Piggly Wiggly. They're gone. There's still a Piggly Wiggly in Denver City, I think.
I think there's Piggly Wigglies around different parts of the country.
Yeah.
They're just not in Lubbock, Texas.
Now it's
anymore.
Dollar General. They're building Dollar Generals. You know, I go in those Dollar General stores. Ropesville got a new one. And I walk, on the front, the outside, you look in and you go, that's just a little store. You walk in and you go, my gosh, this is a lot bigger than I thought.
Oh, and stuff everywhere.
Yeah.
All right. We talked a little bit about the baseball game last night in Kansas. And if you listened to the radio broadcast.
I did.
You heard Dr. Mike Gustafson and Hacks doing the game. Gus, why'd they move the game up? Weather?
Yeah, the storms, like the big storm threat, kind of all the way from Wichita Falls up through kind of up I-35 and up to Kansas City, and it all gets heated up around 4 o'clock. All that tornado stuff is north.
Oh, y'all are gonna have a little Andy M weather.
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay.
We're kind of, how they put that big circle over the state or over a big blob of a nation and say, well, here's the part that's under the gun, and this part's under the gun. And you may have noticed this, but BYU played in Stillwater, and then, it's supposed to be at Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Well, they played two yesterday, and so their whole series is done. And OSU swept them, by the way. But, yeah, they did that because they are very much under the gun there.
Well, can you think of a state you'd rather not be in than Kansas? Oklahoma.
Yeah, around tornado time.
Tornado
Alley through Oklahoma.
Yeah, you got that right. This time yesterday, it was Nebraska, unfortunately. Boy, right around Omaha, they got it good. My goodness, that was. Hopefully, folks are okay, but there was a lot of damage and a lot of mess up there yesterday.
All right, what floor are you on at the hotel?
I am on four.
Yeah.
Four.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll, I think I'm going to go get dinner with Brian Haney tonight, our old friend Brian.
Oh, good. And, tell Haney hi. We should have had Haney on.
Yep, we could have done that.
Yeah, we sure should have.
Are you saying instead of Gus?
Instead of Gus, we should have had Haney on.
Just wait and see who wins. And
all right, Gus.
We
got to go, Gus. We're calling
Haney.
We're
going to get Haney on.
Tell you this, and you may know this, guys, but he we did the College Baseball Night of Champions up here in February, and those guys were on. Of course, I'm not in directly involved in that, but I'm on the board, and I they were talking about who we should get to do this and do that, and I was like, hey, Brian Haney's the voice of the Jayhawks. He's a big deal up here now, and we ended up getting that to work out. I put them in contact with Brian and complete trust, and he was fantastic as the host of that Night of Champions event.
Good.
And no surprise, you guys won't be surprised to hear that, but I just know that old Brian Haney's alive and well.
Old Brian Haney. Well, he's a good one.
Yes, he is.
He's a good guy, too. Just a genuine guy.
Hey, I'm going to read a text from Scott Kelman. You can comment on it.
Right.
Kelm says KU pitched better last night. Also have upgraded their head coach. The guy came from DBU and LSU. He said we were living life on the edge last night, all night. Okay. You can comment.
Yeah, well, there's nothing wrong. That was more factual than opinion. But, Dan Fitzgerald was those DBU teams that came in and played in regionals here in 2016 and 2019, he was a key part of those staffs. And then when LSU hired him away, and I think he was at LSU for 1 year and got this job up here, and I'm sure they're making a little more commitments to him and this program than probably what they did over the last decade or so under Rich Price. And they did have some success under Rich Rice, but over the last decade, he was kind of a placeholder, unfortunately. But yeah, Dan Fitzgerald's going to do a good job. He's a Minnesota native, and so he's pretty connected to this northern part of the Great Plains. And, you know, the pitcher last night was from Iowa, and another key guy in their operations, an Iowa kid. And so they'll start getting some players from up in there, and I fully expect him to do a good job here.
Well, they did a good job last night. I thought it was a well-played game. Now then, from y'all's vantage point, did y'all have a good view of home plate? Because it sure seemed like, and, you know, I might be wrong, but, boy, it looked like a tight strike zone in the ninth. Was it that way the whole game?
I think it was. We're just off center enough that I can't see in and out from here. So it's kind of a useless opinion. But, Coach Gardner and I, he asked me, he goes, what'd you see up there? And I said, man, we're off center enough that I'm getting, you know, I can't really be accurate, but it felt like it was all around the pitcher's glove side or the outside corner of right-handed hitters. It felt like that's where all of the really close stuff was going one way or the other. And, so it certainly didn't go our way last night, but, you know, Kelm talked about offense and their pitching and all that stuff. And I think we're 8-for-72 coming into the series with runners on scoring position in the road in the Big 12. Went 2-for-8 last night, so it's up to, 10-for-80 now? So when this team goes on the road in Big 12 play, they just haven't picked up runs like they should.
Hey, Gus, let me ask you, at the end of the game, y'all were talking about a couple of guys that came up and batted. Was one of them a former Tech guy or had faced Texas Tech?
Yeah, two things. Yeah, there was a pinch runner that played here named Sam Hunt.
Yeah.
You guys may remember Sam hit a home run here in this ballpark and thought the guy caught it and just peeled up and started running back to the dugout, and he didn't catch it, and he ended up being out for running out of the base.
Oh, no. And that's like one of the worst ever.
Oh, yeah, it was. It was like 3 years ago. The kid reached over the fence and laid there on the ground. Everybody thought, man, what an unbelievable play, including Sam. And right before he got the second, he curled off and went to the dugout. The guy stood up and didn't have the ball. Well, Sam had run out of the base.
Hey, Gus, you know rules pretty good. Could a guy jump up like that and come down and just hold his glove up like he caught it? And if it's the third out of the inning, start running in? And then the runner obviously runs out of the baseline. And then you open up your glove and the ball's not there.
Yeah, it wasn't a whole lot farther off than that. I don't think it was the third out of an inning, but it was it's the classic old – play to the whistle kind of a thing. And an umpire has to see the ball before he makes that final call on a deal like that. And so, you know, fortunately that one happened in like a 28-2 win for Tech. But anyway, Sam's here now and he played here. He pitched ran last night, but then the kid who hit the base hit that tied the game in the eighth inning was a guy named Lenny Ashby, and he played at New Mexico the last year or two. Kind of a squatty left-handed hitter, got a little bit of power, and he came in to pinch hit against one of our right-handers.
Doesn't New Mexico have an Ashby this year?
Yeah, ASBY this year, and he was ASHBY.
Okay, I remember an Ashby at New Mexico last year, and it's Ashby this year.
Yep.
Okay.
You're talking about changing your name. There you go.
Just change one letter.
Oh, Ashby.
I'm going to stay with Ash.
Yeah, that's right. I don't know. You take the Ash, take the H out, you just call you Ash.
Yeah.
Well, you could.
And some do.
And some do.
Keep the H. Nah, Coach Ash. Keep the H.
Okay, I'll do it.
Hey, how does it compare to Lubbock, the whole city and the
other than the fact nobody was at the game, were they?
No, 800 or 900 people. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, and it's a little bit smaller operation, just stands wise, everything's a little bit tighter. But the city around Lawrence, I would describe it as an older city. Just the area. I don't want to go full on old Tech ghetto, but it's. It's kind of like that area around campus, but this place has been here for 140 years, so there's a lot of new stuff. Hey, the football stadium is torn down right now, guys. Football stadium is a
construction. Yeah, I've heard
playing
that.
All their games at the Chiefs place this year.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
That'd be nice.
Well, it's nice to have that option.
Yeah.
Hey, we got about 20 seconds. Who's going to win today?
Yeah, I need old Kyle Robinson. wanting to get the old Red Raiders right back in this thing.
He can do it.
Kansas is throwing one of the best freshmen in the country.
Oh, good.
So it'll be a good pitching matchup, it would appear.
I'm looking forward to it.
Thank you, Gus. Appreciate you, buddy.
Hey, tell Hacks, hey.
We will. I'll tell Haney, too. See you.
Yeah, do both.
Yeah, tell Haney, hey.
Bye.
I will.
Mr. Haney.
Sports Talk conversations with a good laugh mixed in. This is the Sports Talk with Thetford and Ashby podcast from Double T 97.3, presented by Cantex Roofing and Construction.
Westmark Realtors, a family of real estate professionals, have been with us for a long time now. We appreciate them. Tremendous company, residential, commercial, and they have been one of the leaders in this community for many, many years at Westmark. Linda Ferguson, Amy Henry, now the principal broker, who's Linda's daughter, but just a great, great people there. And they'd love to help you sell a home, buy a home, whatever you got, and commercial real estate too. You need to talk to them at Westmark. And we're going to try to have on Mac Owen next week. He's out of town this week. But he was inducted into the Texas Tech MassCom Hall of Fame for his great career in advertising. And we're going to have Mac on. He's a good friend and one of the top advertiser, in my opinion, company in the city. And he just amazes me with what he can do and how he does it and his great company he has. Go to ongrp.com. Then one other one, Lubbock Truck Sales. We got Rodney yet? We're trying to get Rodney. Lubbock Truck Sales, this is Cody Kinsey and James Kinsey. I love these family deals, Gary, that they just grow. The dad had it, like McGavick, and now Lubbock Truck Sales, the Kinseys, and now Cody's in charge out there. And they have built these wonderful companies here for many, many years. Lubbock Truck Sales.
Oh, yeah.
And just a fantastic. It's first-class operation, y'all. And it's easy to tell when you drive by.
McGavick, Cardinals. There's a lot of examples of great father-son.
We're proud to have them with us, y'all. And they're the ones that do the big trucks for Tech Football and the Begoin Band. And just a fantastic company out of Lubbock Truck Sales. And then Fuddruckers is at 66 in Milwaukee, y'all. It's right across from McGavick Nissan now. And it's a smaller restaurant, but still that same great food and service and the world's greatest hamburger and so much more. The onion rings are fantastic. Did you get Rodney?
No, I was texting Brian Haney to see if he had 5 minutes to be on the show with us. And the texter texts back, what? And I said, this Thetford and Ashby, we're on the air right now. And he says, text back, this is the archery department. So I guess I got the Kansas archery department.
Does he hang out there a lot? We'll see if Brian's there.
It says, are you looking for Brian? He hasn't had this number in 10 years. Okay, so much for that.
Yeah.
I was trying to slip in I wonder which one I called. Okay.
Are you trying to call?
Rodney literally may not be on.
He literally may not be.
Yeah.
Maybe sleeping. I would be.
Yeah. He's golfing later with Sloan, so.
Okay. Well, we wanted to have Rodney on just because we'd like to have him on every week. He was such a part of us for so long. But he is in Maui now. They moved over there. Their grandson is over there and their son. But, you know, Ozzy's the key and Sloan too. But and his wife. I can't think of his wife's name right here off the top of my head. But Lee's over there. And Lee's like, every picture I see of Lee, she's like so fired up. She's in Maui. She's teaching and doing all this kind of stuff. Hello. So anyway, she's absolutely loving being over there. I think Rodney misses West Texas and Texas Tech. Who you got?
All right. We got Brian Haney. I don't know if he knows he's on the show yet or not, but
is he at the
I called
archery?
Another number and they said I texted when they said what? And I said Thetford Ashby wants you on the show. And they said this is the archery department. Brian hadn't had this number in 10 years.
That's
so
funny.
So I got to get rid of the other number. But
So I called you back on your personal cell. Are you just holding this up to the microphone right now?
Yeah, we're trained professionals.
We're first-class operation here, Brian.
Yeah. So anyway, now we just had Gus on. He was talking about Brian. I go, crap, we should have had Brian on today.
So we hung up from him and called you.
Yeah. Can you hear David?
I'm sorry.
Okay.
He probably can't hear me.
Faintly.
Okay.
Faintly. All right, Brian. Hey, I'm here.
We're going to get over here closer to David.
Yeah. And
okay.
I'll get closer to it. We'll make it as creepy as we can.
Anyway. Hey, we wanted to book you for next. Do y'all come here next year in football?
You know what?
We don't even know baseball, do we?
No.
Yeah. Used to count on stuff. We can't really count on stuff anymore.
We don't even know who's in the conference anymore.
You know, our home games next year are actually going to be in Patrick Mahomes' house.
We heard that.
Big 12 conference play in Arrowhead Stadium because they're building a new stadium up here, and we're excited about that. But in terms of the football road schedule, I'm trying to rack my brain to think we go down there. I don't think we do. Okay. I think this is one of the years where we actually don't get to face you guys. So and scrolling through it, yeah, next year's an off year for Kansas and Texas Tech, unfortunately. And that's to me, the disappointing thing about – having these mega conferences is obviously you have friends in other markets, Thetford and Aspie Show, one of my favorites anywhere in the country. And the fact that we could go 2 years without seeing you guys, now we have so many programs to face off with. That's a real downside of this whole thing. But I understand there's strength in numbers, and we fortified our strength with all these other additions. It just stinks we won't see the Red Raiders and Jayhawks next year on the gridiron.
Well, maybe baseball y'all will come here, because even that's not a guarantee.
No, not at all. You know, you got 13 teams in baseball this year. But, we'll have to see next year when those baseball schedules roll around. I'd love to do one in person.
You know what? They could, if there's 13, because I forgot about Iowa State not playing, that would be 12. That'd be 36 conference games. You know, that's doable.
This year they did 30 conference games, 10 series, and that's been a good change with the addition of games there. It's just one extra series. But to me, especially with the way the Kansas schedule fell, we had five conference series, the bye week, and then five more on the backside. Tech has their bye week at the end of it.
Yeah.
I don't know how Coach Tadlock feels about that, but obviously they scheduled really ambitiously going out to Tempe and all that. They're not exactly taking on low-level competition. He's so good about boosting the RPI and always playing major conference teams any chance he gets. And it's a big reason why you see them in the thick of it every year. But, it's going to be interesting to see how they elect to do that with some of those baseball programs from Colorado. Well, Colorado actually hadn't had baseball. From Arizona State coming in, Utah, what the new schedule and balance looks like starting next year with those additions.
Okay. Well, y'all had a great win last night. What we really called you about was that strike zone in the ninth inning. Did that seem a little tight to you?
It was bizarre to see three straight walks like that, and there were some awfully close calls. But you know what? That's a veteran umpire. I'll trust his judgment on that.
There you go. Good answer.
Too much. I know if anything. You don't editorialize on the officiating. I think the bad boys of Big 12 radio proved that a few years ago in football, did they not?
Yeah.
And I call them that because that's what they made with the T-shirts. Obviously, love those guys. But Brian Jensen, obviously, and the football call a couple of years ago. But ever since then, we just kind of had an agreement around the league that – describe the way the coaches are reacting to calls, whether it's balls and strikes or a block charge call or whatever, because Jensen and Harris are some of the very best to do what they do. But that was kind of a reminder to us to be very careful and tread lightly when it comes to editorializing too much, whether it be a strike zone or a penalty flag or whatever the case may be.
Who did the TV broadcast last night? I watched the bottom half of the ninth on TV. Who's the guy that did the play-by-play? Was that you?
That's me, and then Kevin Wheeler's former Friday night pitcher and hitter.
I knew it was
Kansas.
You, and you did a great job, by the way. I just wanted to tell you.
Funny. All right, if a guy hits a grand slam, did he have four RBIs or did he have four RBI?
I say RBI because the plural is on the end of the first word in the acronym.
Okay.
Now, I make it
so we thought you knew what you were doing.
Well, what about the history of the game, the first 100 years?
I say ribbies, plural.
There you go.
I'll say RBI. I think we all have different ways of doing it. But,
there's a right way and a wrong way.
Some more RBI for both teams tonight, right?
Yeah. It's RBI.
Anyway, all right, Gus said y'all have a really, really good freshman going today, and we've got a really good pitcher going today, so I hope y'all get to see a really good baseball game today.
You know, last night was a really good baseball game.
It was.
Game.
I mean,
think about it. You know, we hadn't seen seven double plays turned in 21 years. It's only happened five times in the history of NCAA baseball.
That makes sense.
And as
God.
As Coach Tadlock and I were just talking about, it's crazy to think that they came out on the wrong side of that. That had never happened before. The previous four instances, usually you win. But that's that's college baseball, man. That's the way things can unfold sometimes. And, you know, you fully expect the fight and compete that this Texas Tech team has for them to get up off the mat and come back out today. That's the type of guys they recruit. That's the type of players they coach. And the way that program's been is they go for now, you know, 10 straight years of 30-win seasons and a 450th win under Tim Tadlock. Just so, so much respect for this program and everything they've built as a year-in, year-out Big 12 powerhouse and a team that competes for the NCAA tournament every year. So looking forward to seeing the response that they have and looking forward to hopefully seeing a hotly contested series Friday through Sunday, because if last night's any indication, you know, buckle up. This is going to be an exciting run.
Are you doing the TV again today?
I am. Good. At least I was until Gary called. Now I'm just standing next to the men's bathroom here taking a phone call, apparently over live radio.
Hey, we need to let you go, but if you're in town next, if y'all do come to Lubbock next year, we want you to come out here and hang with us.
I would love that. Love hanging with you dudes. And let me clarify what I said about Jensen and Harris. You know I love those guys too.
Oh, no doubt.
As good as you'll hear, I'm just saying that was a good reminder that if anybody ever asked me about what I think about a ref or an umpire or whatever, I usually plead the fifth because we try not to get into too much trouble. But they got really cool T-shirts printed out of the deal and a cult following and a fan base that will always love them because of it. So who knows? But that's what I meant by that. You know I love both those guys.
No doubt about it.
All right, Brian. All right, thank you, buddy.
Have a good call today.
We'll see you
Thanks
later.
Thanks so much.
All we'll right. See you. You bet. Bye-bye. Okay, I need to remember which one's his number and which one's the archery department.
Yeah, I'm amazed you have the archery department. Did you have that on your phone?
10 years.
Which number did you call the last time? Is that it? Will you remember? Yeah. Is that the archery department?
No, I think that's it. But, you know, the other one's a different – it's not 806. So I think it's Kansas archery department.
Yeah. He's still got his 806 number.
Yeah, 785. What is area code 785?
Here's what I found.
We didn't want you to find
Kansas.
It. We wanted you to tell us.
No, it's Kansas. So God, 10 years. Was he? I wonder how long he's been at. No, he wouldn't have had a Kansas number.
No.
Did he come here from Kansas?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is before he came here.
And he always wanted to go back and be the Jayhawks.
All right. So he went back.
He wanted to do Jayhawk basketball. Okay. What he wanted to
this
do.
Is before he came to Lubbock. Phone number.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that makes sense. I apologize to the archery department. All right. What do you want to talk about? Rodney was going to golf with Sloan this morning, so I figured he might just get up early, but
it's still dark. Well, I was looking at the Texas Tech Men's Golf Championship, and I know for us, our golf program is booming right now. Greg Sands and JoJo Robertson are doing fantastic things. And we finished sixth in the Big 12. Texas won it. And it was like they blew everybody away.
What were we going into? Number one seed or number two seed? We were right up there at the top. So I'm sure we're very disappointed in that result.
We didn't have a good tournament. But you do that from time to time.
But we're still going to go on to a regional
and
see how it goes from there. But I'm sure we're pretty disappointed in that. Wonder where it was.
See here. If it's on here.
Sounded like it might have been in Austin.
You probably was.
For them to beat us by 30 strokes.
I don't even see where it was.
Okay.
Trinity, Texas. Where's in Trinity?
I don't know.
What course is in Trinity?
I do not know.
That's the second. Their final score is the second lowest 72-0 score posted in Big 12 history. 25 under for the Longhorns. That's pretty impressive. Because, like, Oklahoma was second at 7 under. Oklahoma State was 2 under. And everybody else was over par.
Is that right?
In fact, TCU was 53 over par. That ain't good.
You know, that's where you're having – of course, TCU, I think they've had decent golf. In fact, Greg was thinking about going back there about 5 years ago.
Yeah.
Well, and we kept him.
They needed him.
But – so they're not horrible. But you got to have so many sports, and some schools there's sports that they just say, "Hey, we got to have it," but that doesn't mean we have to try. So, anyway,
Let's see. Texter, we'll get caught up on the text line, says, it takes a lot of coal to produce solar panels. And here's one that said, read some of the Columbia protesters were spinning some of the eggs they were throwing. Should Tadlock recruit a bullpen from up there? Tell you what, you throw many eggs and you will throw your arm out. It's like throwing rocks, little rocks. The smaller the object, the harder it is on your arm. So that's why softball, you can throw a lot of softballs and not hurt your arm. All right, let's see. Still a lot of Piggly Wigglies in Texas. I did not know that.
There is one in Denver City, I'm pretty sure, but I could be wrong.
I bet you're right.
So I'm walking across the field the other day at Estacado when Estacado's playing Lakeview, and I'm getting their lineups, you know, and I got to go down there and get them. So I'm walking around, a ball comes over there to me. Estacado's playing catch, and a ball comes over my direction, and I'm, you know, 20 yards from the guy. So I pick it up.
Oh, it hurt, didn't it?
No, I didn't. I was going to throw it back.
You threw it underhand, didn't you?
No.
You did.
I threw it overhand, but I bounced it before it got to it. So what I said was, get one. Like I was throwing him grounders.
Yeah, keep it in front of you. All right, I gave David a deal earlier in the show.
What?
And it is a breakdown of the proposed division in the Super League for NCAA. And I don't know if it's just football or it's conferences.
They can't
I think it's conferences.
That cannot be real.
Oh, yeah, it's real. It's a real thought. And they say it may happen sooner than you think. But what they have here is they have the different deals, and the Southwest Conference is literally the old Southwest Conference with Oklahoma and Oklahoma State in it.
Yeah.
And David couldn't see Texas Tech on there, and I told him, well, Tech didn't make the top 80.
Where is it?
And he said, well, it can't be real, Danny.
It isn't real if Tech isn't in it.
Well, they're in alphabetical order. We're at the very bottom.
Oh, there we are. Yeah.
So I told him we weren't in the top 80, and he goes, "What? That can't be right." So well, here we are, an hour and a half later. I'm finally breaking it to him.
That, I feel so much better
that we are.
I've been feeling bad all day.
And they call it the Southwest Conference, and it has Arkansas in there, Baylor, Houston, all of them.
You've been listening to the Sports Talk with Thetford and Ashby podcast from Double T 97.3. Catch the show live Saturday mornings from 9 to noon on Double T 97.3 FM or on the Double T 97.3 mobile app.